Time for today's No Sweat News, and I am the theme of these three stories it seems to be I'm scratching my head over that one.
Okay.
Now, don't forget, these stories could win you your tickets to check out WrestleMania.
The granddaddy of them all, WrestleMania, invades MetLife Stadium in April.
April, and of course, the tickets go on sale this week. I'm scratching my head over why Colorado State University has put together a new list of offensive phrases that they want campus organizations to avoid.
Okay.
And one of them is long time no see.
Long time no see?
Long time no see.
I say that all the time.
Apparently is offensive.
To who?
Now, I'm not.
People with vision or people who can't. Is it offensive to blind people? That's what you're going to say.
They say it's offensive to people of Asian descent. I would have guessed blind people, but apparently those with Asian descent are. So, again, I'm scratching my head over this one.
Okay, I never would have put that together in a zillion years.
I mean, maybe me love you long time.
Yeah, I could see that, although that's a Full Metal Jacket quote. But
I'm quoting the movie, I suppose it would be all right, but.
Whoa.
So there you go. I mean, there's definitely things that get overly politically incorrect, and that it seems to me, I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. Long time no see seems pretty innocuous.
Never would have put that together.
I'm scratching my head over the 37-year-old gentleman with the name Joseph Binford who broke into the Dickerson Park Zoo in Springfield, Missouri, shortly after it closed.
Okay.
I mean, why even break into a zoo? What are you going to steal? The lion?
Well, if you're going to feed a guy to the lions like in Goodfellas.
Well, he was spotted by a zookeeper who was, you know, working with the animals after hours, feeding and bathing and checking them out and so forth. When the zookeeper approached him and said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" The man in question, Joseph, ordered the animals to attack the zookeeper.
Okay. So he was on all kinds of drugs.
Yeah.
That's what this story is telling me.
I don't know exactly why. The cheetahs did not listen to his commands of attack.
They only listened to St. Francis of Assisi. He should know that.
And now I'm scratching my head over the case of the vanishing porta potties in Dusseldorf, Germany.
Don't tell me someone's stealing porta potties.
Somebody has been stealing porta potties.
Oh, God.
In Dusseldorf, Germany.
What kind of sick games is this person into?
To the tune of $80,000 worth of porta johns.
They really have to go.
I don't know. I don't want to know what they're doing with these things.
No.
I'm scratching my head. That is, until I continued reading, the good news is the thieves have been found, and it turns out it was an inside job. Employees were not dropping all the porta-johns off for various jobs that they had. They would keep a couple, drive them across the border to the Netherlands, and sell them on the black market.
You could get just about anything on the black market, huh?
Unbelievable. I wanted myself a black market porta-john. Who comes and cleans it? The black market?
No one. It's disgusting.
Stealing porta-johns, that's a whole new one to me.
That's a new low is what that is.
You got yourself WrestleMania tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz, and you just might be scratching your head over how you can win them.
WrestleMania 35 as well.
Listen to The Rat every day this morning right around this time.